This is a special time in the life of the people in Israel.
这个时候是在以色列的人有一个特别的时刻。
It began a few weeks ago with the Jewish New Year.
几个礼拜之前开始就犹太人的新年。
Then it entered into 10 days of repentance, they call the days of awe.
之后有十天他们会认罪悔改，他们说是一个敬畏的日子。
Then they come to the high holy day of the Day of Atonement.
那到最后一个高潮就是赎罪日。
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, 叫 Yom Kippur.
And
I tried.
You did great. It is a unique day.
这个是一个特别的日子。
There are no cars or any vehicles at all traveling.
那一天没有车在路上走的。
The streets are empty.
Yeah, 在街道上都完全没有见到什么人，什么车。
It is a day of prayer and repentance.
整天的时候就是他们在祷告跟认罪悔改。
And then comes the Feast of Tabernacles.
之后就是祝棚节。
It is also called the Feast of Booths.
就是祝棚节是库。
And then shortly after, in the next day or two, they will have what they call Simchat Torah.
再过几天，他们就是Simchat Torah.
And it's a celebration of the beginning of the new year of reading through the law.
那就是在新的一年的时候，他们可以一起来念摩西的律法。
Every year, every Jewish synagogue reads through the books of Moses.
每一年就是在犹太人的会堂，他们都会把摩西五经念完的。
So if you're a Jewish person, it doesn't matter where you live in the world.
如果你是一个犹太人，无论你在世界任何一个地方住的。
You will all be reading that same passage that same week.
你都会在那一个星期去念那一个摩西五经。
So it is a great time of celebration.
是一个很好的庆祝的日子。
But also a great time of personal reflection before God.
也是一个很好的时间，让我们个人有去思想到神的时间。
We are coming to the end of the Feast of Tabernacles today.
我们就是到差不多那一个祝棚节的尾声。
The main feasts are both historical and agricultural.
这一个祝棚节就是有历史跟那个农业的价值。
This is one of the three feasts that every Jewish male is expected to go to Jerusalem.
这个其实这个是三个节期的，所有的犹太的男人都会到耶路撒冷。
This is a celebration of the Simchat Torah.
这一个就是那一个他们在庆祝那一个 Simchat Torah.
And they bring out the Torah scrolls, and the people just dance around.
他们拿出那一个摩西律法的那一个书卷，大家就在一起跳舞。
It is a great time in the synagogues.
是一个非常好的时间，就是在会堂当中一个非常好的时间。
And it speaks to their love and their honor and respect for the Word of God.
这个是代表他们的对神的话，对神的一个敬畏跟爱。
As I said, this is one Feast of Tabernacles is one of the three that in the Old Testament the men were supposed to go to Jerusalem.
Yeah, 我跟你们说，就是以前在旧约的时代，就是祝棚节是三个节期当中的其中一个，所有的男生需要去到耶路撒冷。
This first here is a picture of the Passover plate, and that is in the spring.
在左手边那一个就是那一个逾越节的那一个盘子，这是在春天的。
The top one there is Shavuot, or we would call Pentecost.
Yeah. 最上面那一个呢，就是Shavuot，就是五旬节。
And that is the celebration of the barley harvest. And also the giving of the Torah and the Spirit.
就是来他们会信主丰收跟那一个就是讲摩西的律法。
And this is the picture of what they call a sukkah or a booth.
Yeah, 这一个就是所谓的sukkah，或是说住棚，就是棚。
And it's built on the porch of the family's home.
Yeah, 这个棚是建在人的家里的，就家的外面。
In Leviticus, the 23rd chapter, verses 39 and 43.
在利未记23章39到43节。
We read the institution of the festival of tabernacles.
我们就可以念到关于祝棚节的开始。
On exactly the 15th day of the 7th month, when you have gathered in the crops of the land, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord for 7 days, with a rest on the first and a rest on the 8th day.
39节,你们收藏了地的出产,就从7月15日起,要守耶和华的节七日,第一日为安息日,第八日也为安息日。
Now on the first day you shall take for yourselves foliage of the beautiful trees, palm branches and boughs of leafy trees and willows of the brook. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days.
第40节,第一日要拿美好树上的果子和棕树上的枝子,与茂密树的枝子,并河旁的柳枝,在耶和华你们的神面前欢乐7日。
You shall thus celebrate it as a feast of the Lord for 7 days in the year. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations. You shall celebrate in the 7th month.
每年七月间要向耶和华守这节七日，这为你们世世代代永永远远的定例。
You shall live in booths for 7 days. All the native born in Israel shall live in booths.
你们要住在棚里七日，凡以色列家的人都要住在棚里。
So that your generations may know that I had the sons of Israel live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
好叫你们世世代代知道，我领以色列人出埃及地的时候，曾使他们住在棚里。我是耶和华你们的神。
This is another booth that is on a prominent hotel in Jerusalem. Normally that is outside, but they put the sukkah there so the people can eat in it.
Yeah.
One of the requirements is that you eat your meals at least at the bare essential is the first meal of tabernacles in a booth.
Yeah. 第一就是其中一个祝棚节的需要做的就是在第一天你要在这一个棚里面吃一些简单的食物。
But most people will eat all of their meals in a booth.
Yeah. 大部分的人在整个祝棚节都在哪里吃饭。
Also the men and the boys will sleep in the booths at night.
Yeah. 那个男人跟那个男孩子都会在那个棚里面住，在晚上都在那里睡觉。
And you can see the children decorate. You have all the fruits that are typical of the harvest.
Yeah. 你可以看到就是他们都把这个地方就是装饰到就是有不同的东西。你看在上面还有那些水果。
Also, they are required to have to get a citron or a ertog, that's the fruit, that's number 4.
你可以看到他们有需要就是那一个好像是柠檬嘛。
And they have what they call a lulav.
还有一个是lulav.
It's a part of a willow branch, a palm branch, and a myrtle branch.
就是棕榈树, 桃金蕾树跟那个柳树的枝子。
And the men will carry this all 7 days.
Yeah.
They will carry the fruit and the lulav.
男生就会把那四样东西，就是在那七天都会拿着那四样东西。
And here you see them going and picking out their lulavs and their citron.
这一个他们就在买那一些，就是那一些lula跟那一个柠檬。
They will spend days looking for the perfect ones.
他们会在哪里就是去挑，就是挑很多天，希望挑到最好的。
These are acts of worship.
这些就是敬拜。
And they must have that little stem on the citron, or it is not viable.
他们一定要需要那一个枝子。
Also in Jesus' day, this is a recreation of the Temple Mount in the temple.
Yeah. 在耶稣的日子，你可以看到这一个不是就是他们尝试在做一个耶稣那个圣殿的地方。
You see these candelabras, you see the lights burning.
Yeah. 你看到有一些就是光嘛在中间。
There were four huge lamps.
那里有四个大的烛台。
And the young men would keep them lit at night.
Yeah, 那一个年轻的男生就会在哪里，就是在整个晚上，让他们都会点燃。
Because the men would come and they would dance, in their worship and their praise to God during the Feast of Tabernacles.
因为男生都会在哪里去跳舞，在庆祝。
So this is the Old Testament Feast of Booths.
这个就是旧约的祝棚节。
But it has application in the New Testament.
它是在新约里面也有它的微分。
As the Old Testament was a tension between agricultural and historical.
Yeah. 在旧约的时候，就是有一个历史跟那一个农业的交替的那一个感觉。
Because they also are commemorating living in booths during the time of the Exodus and the wandering in the wilderness.
这个也让那些人，那我们可以记得在出埃及记的时候，犹太人怎么离开那一个埃及，住在棚里。
It is God's gracious care over His people for 40 years.
是神给那些以色列人的恩赐，他们可以在旷野当中有走了40年。
In providing water, manna, and quail.
给他们有玛拿，有水，还有是鹌鹑嘛，quail，鹌鹑。
And so we come to the New Testament.
那现在我们来到新约。
And we, at the end of the feast, it says here, now the feast of the Jews, the feast of Booths, was at hand.
在约翰福音七章二节那里，当时犹太人的祝棚节近了。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if any man is thirsty, let him come and drink.
在最后的时候，在约翰福音七章三十七节那里说：“节期的末日，末日就是最大之日。”耶稣站在高声说：“有人若渴了，就可以到我这里来渴。”He
who believes in me, as the scripture says, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water.
信我的人就如经上所说。
But in this he spoke of the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. For the Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的。那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
So now in this part, we see the tension between the physical and the spiritual.
这个时候你就看到有实际的跟那一个属灵的在当中。
On the eighth day, the end of the feast, the priest would take a golden pitcher.
在第八日的时候，祭司会拿一个金的瓶子。
And they would go down to the pool of Siloam.
他会走到那一个叫 Absalom,
dip the water,
拿了水,
and then take it back to the temple.
之后拿回去那一个,
and they would pour it over the altar.
之后他就会把这些水放在那一个,
so we have Jesus standing up down at the pool of Siloam, rising and speaking about being the living water.
耶稣就在那一个水池, 就是Pool of Siloam前面, 说我就是活水。
You saw in the beginning and before the service started that one picture talking about living water and showing the water coming over the fall.
你就看到就是那一个金瓶子, 你看到那些水放倒在那个祭坛上面。
Being living water was very important to the Jewish people.
有活水是非常重要的, 特别在那个时候。
They did not want stagnant water like in a pool.
他们不想那一些静止的水。
There always had to be water coming in so that it gave life to it.
他们想看到有水进来就是变成一个活水。
So when Jesus stands up,
当耶稣站在哪里的时候,
he says, come to me if you want the living water.
说来我这里如果你们想要活水的时候,
he refers back to what they recited was Isaiah 12, 1 through 3.
他其实就是, 讲到那一个以赛亚书12章1到3节那里说的是,
then you will say on that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for although you were angry with me, your anger is turned away, and you comfort me.
到那日你必说, 耶和华, 我要称谢你, 因为你虽然向我发怒, 你的怒气却已, 转烧, 你又安慰了我。
Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation.
看啊, 神是我的拯救, 我要依靠他, 并不惧怕。 因为主耶和华是我的力量, 是我的诗歌, 他也成了我的拯救。
Therefore you will joyously draw water from the springs of salvation.
所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
This is a powerful verses.
这一个是一个很有能力的境界。
They are reminded of God's abundant rain that is needed so much in the Middle East.
他告诉我们神怎么供应我们有雨水, 那个是在中东很需要的。
So they give gratitude for the rain that has come.
他们感谢神降下雨水。
And they earnestly pray for the rain that is needed for the next harvest.
Yeah, 他急需的希望求神降下雨水，在下一季也有继续的这样的雨水。
Rain and water is more precious than gold in Israel.
Yeah, 在以色列，雨跟水比金子更要贵重。
They are in the midst of about a 7-year drought.
他们曾经有七年的旱灾,
and the waters of the Galilee are at all-time low.
那个时候那一个, 在加利利的水是非常非常的少的。
So this becomes a special time of prayer in Israel.
那个时候就是以色列的其中一个很重要需要祷告的时候。
Because the rainy season is about to begin.
因为那一个雨季快要再来了。
We see them there pouring at the altar.
你看到他们把水倒在那一个, 祭坛上面。
A lot of people do not realize
很多人可能不知道,
that the Jewish people have everything they need for the next temple.
以色列人已经有所有的东西他们所需要的。
That includes all of the robes, all the utensils that are needed to worship at the temple.
所有的器皿,他们需要, 去敬拜的器皿都已经准备好了。So
here we have the replicas of the golden pitchers.
所以他们就来在这里，我们看到他们就拿着那一个金的瓶子。
I even saw this morning where for the first time in a long time, the golden pitchers have been used and dipped into the pool of Siloam.
今天早上就是来，我也看到他们怎么第一次的在这个 pool of Siloam 那里就是拿那一个水。
When I first went to Jerusalem,
当我第一次去到耶路撒冷的时候，
this is what they called the pool of Siloam.
这一个就是他们所说的 pool of Siloam.
You see where the arches, that is the entrance into the Hezekiah's tunnel.
你看到这里，那一个在伟伟的那一个，好像那一个门的一样，他就是去到另外一个，可是凯的 tunnel. 哦，怎么？伊斯教王啊。Yeah.
I always was on. I always could not understand this.
我不太明白的，其实。
Because it seems so small.
因为看起来很小啊。
Then they discovered the pool of Siloam.
之后他们就找到真正的 pool of Siloam 了。 You
see up where the man is.
你看到远远有那一个人的那一个地方。
There is a pipe running along.
呀，其实哪里有一个管，这是在哪里的。
But where that pipe was where the level of the ground. So everything down was under the ground.
你看那个管的那个地方其实是在地面的，所以我们看到以下的都是在地面以下。The
pipe broke, and the water, as you know, in New Mexico, you know, when you put water in to water your plants or your trees, and it makes little holes, it kind of goes down.
你看到呀，那里就是那一个，如果那一个管子破的时候，那水就流出来了。在我们在住的这里的时候，可能你们家的院子也是这样子灌溉的。And
somebody noticed the top of a stair.
突然人可能发觉在那一个阶梯的上面。So
that's when they began to dig.
那他们就开始去挖了。
And whenever you dig in Israel, you usually find something.
Yeah, 如果你在以色列去挖的时候，很多时候你都会挖到一些东西。And
that's when they found the pool of Siloam.
那就是他们这样去找到当年的 pool of Siloam.
But they only have half of the pool.
Yeah, 但是他们只有找到一半的那一个地方。
Because the other half's under a Greek Orthodox monastery.
Yeah. 另外一半呢，是在一个 Greek monastery 什么饭呢？就是希腊的什么？呀，这是一个building 啊，一个庙。But
this is where Jesus would have stood when he said those words. Yeah,
这里就是耶稣当年在哪里站在哪里去所说那一段话的地方。Not
just water. But living waters will flow from within you.
不单单只有水，还有活水在哪里流的。
Because the passage in Isaiah, even by Jewish rabbis, is interpreted as the coming of the Holy Spirit.
因为在以赛亚书在十二章那里所说的，其实就是讲到圣灵要来到。
So it is a great outpouring. It reminds of the outpouring of God's grace in rain.
是讲到神给人的恩赐，因为有雨水。
It reminds of the promise of the coming of the Messiah.
也告诉我们弥赛亚快要来了。
And it reminds of the outpouring of the coming Holy Spirit.
也告诉我们圣灵要临到人当中。
So as we look at tabernacles, we understand a Jewish feast.
让我们看到这个棚的时候，我们就会明白那个住棚节是怎么样的一回事。And
we understand the spiritual application behind it.
我们也明白到那个神的话语的应用是怎么样的一回事。God's
provision at harvest.
Yeah, 神是给了恩赐。
God's provision in the wilderness.
神是让他们有恩赐在这一个旷野当中。
And God's promise of the Messiah and Holy Spirit.
神也, 也应许了有弥赛亚跟圣灵。
A nice Bible lesson.
Yeah, 是一个非常好的主日学。
But how does it apply to us today?
但是这个主日学怎么可以应用在我们今天的生活当中呢？
I'd like to look at Micah, the seventh chapter, to see.
我想今天我们跟大家一起查弥迦书第七章的一段话。
For Micah means who is like God?
弥迦在想有谁还可以像神呢？
And no God compares to the Lord in pardoning sin.
Yeah, 可以饶恕你残夜之与民的罪过。
So as we saw historically, it was historical and agricultural feast.
当我们看到那一个远古的那一个在农业国家当中的一个时节的时候。
And we saw that the tension between the physical and the spiritual.
也我们也看到在那一个实际在跟那一个属灵的情况。
Here we see between the corporate and the individual.
这里我们也可以看到那一个我们一起的敬拜跟我们自己的敬拜。
First of all, we see the relationship of sin and forgiveness.
首先我们看到有罪跟恩典。
And we see here the richness that God speaks about.
这个我们可以看到神的恩典的丰富。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him. Oh, excuse me, that's the next one. For, I got ahead of myself on that. Sorry about that.
这个是下一个要讲的。
In Micah,
在弥迦书,
who is a God like you who pardons iniquity?
神啊,有何神像你,赦免罪孽?
And passes over the rebellious acts of the remnant of his possession.
饶恕你产业之余民的罪过。
He does not retain his anger forever.
不永远怀怒。
Because he delights in unchanging love.
喜爱施恩。
He will have again compassion on us.
必再怜悯我们。
He will tread our iniquities underfoot.
将我们的罪孽踏在脚下。
Yes, you will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea.
又将我们一切的罪投于深海。
So we see as Micah is writing, as he's sharing what God is speaking to his heart.
所以当你看到弥迦就是在这里，神的话对他讲的时候。
He uses the three main words for sin. Sin, transgression, and iniquities.
他用了三个字。是罪罪过犯跟罪孽。
And so we see the emphasis on sin.
所以我们看到它的主要是讲到罪。
But we also see the emphasis on forgiveness.
但是也讲到神的赦罪。
Notice how he just piles up descriptions of God's benevolence and love toward us.
你看到他怎么讲到神的慈爱跟丰富。
He pardons. He forgives. He does not stay angry.
他饶恕，他不轻易发怒，并且有丰盛的慈爱。
He has compassion. He delights to show mercy.
他有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And he will be true.
他也是真实的。
Three words for sin, but look at all the words for forgiveness.
他讲了三个字是讲到罪，但是讲到不同的字是关于那一个他的赦罪。
It harks back to Exodus 34:6.
他讲也回到那一个出埃及记34:6.
Moses asked God if he could see him.
摩西问神说可不可以见神。
And God says, you can't see me and live.
神对摩西说你不可以。
So he says, show me your glory.
摩西说那给我看到你的荣耀。
So God takes and puts Moses in the cleft of the rock.
那神就把摩西就是放到就是一个石头的旁边。
And he puts his hand over him as he passes by.
就来放把手放在他身上，让他可以就是当他走过的时候。
And as he passes by, he sees his glory.
当他走过的时候，摩西就可以看到他的荣美。
And then it records these words.
那就讲到这一些这些话。
Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness and truth.
耶和华在他面前宣告说，耶和华有怜悯，有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
It's amazing we see God's expression here in the midst of the giving of the law and in the wilderness. And we hear from the prophet many years later, 1,000 years later, crying out the same words.
1,000多年之后，我们也听到弥迦讲同样的话。
Notice, rather than staying angry forever,
神不愿意一直发怒,
the Lord delights still to show mercy.
神却有丰盛的慈爱。
It's his covenant term, hesed.
这一个就是, 希伯来话所说的hesed, 就是那一个爱。
The world wants to paint God as mean and angry and cruel.
Yeah, 这个世界就是很多的愤怒。
But in reality,
但是实在上,
God's desires to show mercy.
神是喜欢, 给我们有慈爱有怜悯,
to show His love.
给我们有爱。
He punishes sin.
Yeah. 他不喜欢那一个罪,
but he forgives.
但是他愿意, 愿意赦免我们。
That is his heart.
这一个就是神的心。
The compassion suggests a tender maternal love such as a mother would have for her child.
神的一个怜悯就好像一个妈妈对她的孩子一样。
And here when he talks about treading down, it's kind of like putting it under sin, under his foot, and crushing it.
那一个就好像说，他愿意把我们的罪孽踏在他的脚下
，to subdue it，
就是让他们没有办法，就是显现出来。
Sin is pictured as an enemy that God conquers。
其实罪就是好像神的一个敌人，但是神已经把他打已经得胜了。
And He sets us free，
让我们可以有自由。
An old-time commentator said, when God takes away the guilt of sin,
以前有一个人说，当神愿意除去我们的罪恶感的时候,
that it may not condemn us.
他不会再去谴责我们。
He also takes away the power of sin.
他也除去罪的能力。
That it may not rule us.
那个罪不可以再支配我们。
What a promise from God.
Yeah, 是神给我们一个很好的恩典礼物。
And there at the end of 19, he draws on the illustration of the Red Sea and the drowning of Pharaoh's army.
Yeah, 那一个时候他就是, 画了一个神怎么分开红海，也把法老的军队去淹没。
As God brought the water down and crushed and destroyed Pharaoh's army.
把神把水分开，之后把水再倒在那个法老的军队上面。
So God will take our sin when He forgives us and puts it under the water not to be seen again.
神也好像一样，把我们的罪，把所有的水也淹在我们那些罪上面。
How do we know we're different than God?
我们怎么可以知道我们是不一样呢?
We may forgive someone, but often we do not forget.
我们可能会饶恕一些人，但是我们从来没有真的是忘记。
But God forgives and forgets.
但是神不断是饶恕我们，他也忘记了我们的罪孽。
God not only put our sins out of sight,
主不但是让我们的罪来。 让我们他看不见我们的罪
He also puts them out of reach.
也让我们靠不着那一些罪。
Out of mind.
也不可以，也他也不再纪念那一些罪。
And out of existence.
让这些罪完全的不存在。
And then in verse 20, we close with the hope of the promise.
之后在第二十节的时候，让我们有盼望的应许。
You will give truth to Jacob.
这个是雅各的什么？雅各的真理。
An unchanging love to Abraham.
是一个亚伯拉罕的永远的不变的爱。
Which you swore to your forefathers.
是让我们可以启示应许我们的列祖的话。
And so as we look, we see that the hope of the promise.
让我们看到这一个真理的盼望。
That's what the feast reminds us of.
这一个就是祝棚节让我们可以再一次纪念到的。
That's what the word of God reminds us of.
这一个就是神的话让我们再一次纪念到的。
Hope is always grounded in truth.
盼望是建基在真理上面。
God's truth is there that it is absolute and we can live in assurance of it.
神的真理是绝对的，可以让我们在他的话里面生活。
Hope is always wrapped in his unchanging love.
盼望是包围在神的爱中，永远不变的神爱中。
We sing, Oh, how he loves you and me.
Yeah. 我们在唱来你怎么样的爱我。
We know that he sought us first, not we are him.
我们知道神是先来寻找我们，不是我们先寻求神。
His love is not fickle.
What is fickle?
Or, let's see.
什么？哦，不劳动。
Yeah,
okay.
It doesn't change.
Yeah, 他的爱不劳动。
His love is always the same deep love for us.
他的爱是永远的，就是在是永远的给我们的。
Even when we hurt him by our actions and words.
纵然有一些时候我们可能受到伤害。
It's always wrapped in unchanging love.
永远是给神的不变的爱包围的。
And also hope is always sealed by God's promise.
盼望也给神的应有神的应许做印记。
When God gives his word, he keeps his word.
当神有应许的时候，他一定他会守住。
When God made His covenant with Abraham,
当神跟亚伯拉罕有那一个给神的亚伯拉罕的应许的时候
，You always have to swear on someone greater.
我人需要去启示，要再给自己更高的去启示。
God swore on Himself.
但是神就是。以自己的名来启示。
His commitment was based on his character and his love for Abraham.
Yeah. 他对神，他对亚伯拉罕就是出于是自己的爱，跟是他自己的特性。
God keeps his promises.
神会守住他自己的应许。
We have that hope in him.
我们有那个盼望，在他里面的盼望。
But what this really the application for this feast?
这一个祝棚节对我们的应用是怎么样呢？
The application for Jesus standing up and say, "Out of you will flow rivers of living water."
耶稣在那里说，只要来找我，我就有那个活水。
Is based on the promise and the hope that our sins are forgiven.
是因为我们的罪已经给赦免了。
We live in difficult times.
我们有一些时候就是生活在很困难的时候。
We just had a retreat for our juniors and seniors.
我们刚刚跟我们的青少年有一个营会。
It was sad and heartbreaking.
有一些时候真的是蛮困难的。
To hear them give testimonies of friends who have committed suicide.
听到他们有一些他们的朋友竟然很年轻的时候就自杀了。
Young people who have no hope.
那些人没有盼望。
Young people who feel that there's no way that what their sin or their errors can ever be forgiven.
年轻人他们觉得自己可能有罪，但是他们的罪永远没有办法给赦免。
To get to the desperation of ending their own life.
他最后他们竟然愿意自杀。
We have hope in Jesus Christ.
我们在耶稣里面有盼望。
Who said he'd never leave us nor forsake us.
他说他不会离开我们，离弃我们。
Who loved us so much that his son died on the cross for us.
他爱我们，爱到一个地步，愿意主耶稣基督走上十字架的道路。
We must communicate with our young people the hope and the love that can be found in Jesus Christ.
我们一定要告诉我们的年轻人，在主耶稣基督的爱跟盼望是怎么样一回事。
It's not a darkness closing in.
不是一个黑暗的结尾。
It is a light exploding out.
是呢，是我一片的光明。
And that light is Jesus.
这个光就是耶稣基督。
So this morning I ask you,Do you share the hope with Micah?
今天的早上我想问你们，你愿不愿意跟弥迦一起分享那一个盼望呢？
Have you responded to the call of Jesus that living waters can flow from within you?
你有没有回答耶稣说就是愿意接受这一个活水了？
So this morning I ask you, are your sins forgiven?
今天我要问你，你的罪是不是已经给赦免了？
Have you repented of your sins?
你愿意去回转吗？
And ask Jesus' love to forgive you.
耶稣愿意去宽恕你。
And become your Lord and Savior.
成为你的主，你的救主。
Please, as Jesus speaks to your heart,
如果耶稣跟你说话的时候，
don't walk away.
请你不要离开。
But embrace him.
Yeah, 就是拥抱他。
So, let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your love.
亲爱的天父，感谢你对我的爱。
That is unchanging.
是不变的。
That is sacrificial.
这个是愿意为我们舍命的。
And has the power to sustain us.
也给我们有这个力量可以走我们的道路的。
No matter what the world throws at us.
无论这个世界给我们什么难处。
Oh, as we sang that great hymn, Amazing Grace.
当我们唱这个奇妙恩典的时候。
We realize that John Newton expressed his cleansing from the life that he had led.
我们就看到那一个作者做这个奇妙恩典的作者，他怎么去经历神的宽恕。
As the captain of a slave ship.
Yeah, 他是在这一个他是在卖奴仆的一个生意上面。
Forgiven and set free by Jesus Christ.
但是他也主耶稣就透过主耶稣基督他也可以得自由。
And each one of us can experience that same relationship.
我们当中每一个人都可以这样的得自由。
Cleanse us.
清洁我们。
Forgive us.
宽恕我们。
Let us walk in your love.
让我们在你的爱中去行走。
Thank you for your grace, Jesus.
感谢主。
In your precious name, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣名求。Amen.